offense press conference. I'd like to introduce offensive coordinator Scott Frost. And if I could ask you to introduce your players. Coach?
Good to see you guys. We have Hronis Grassu, our center. Josh Huff, one of our starting wide receivers. Keenan Lowe, another starting wide receiver. Byron Marshall, our starting running back. And Marcus Mariota, our quarterback.
Could you tell us about the bowl preparations, Coach, so far?
It's been great being down here. We kind of expect a little warmer weather, but we're used to it, so we're making do with that. We got quite a bit of bowl preparation in before we left Eugene and kind of laid the groundwork for what we wanted to do during this game when we were back home. So this week's really just kind of gearing back up after our Christmas break, kind of ironing out all the wrinkles and trying to get ready for the ball game.
Okay. With questions, raise hands, and please direct it to the individual so we can get the proper quote and accreditation.
Chip Brown, Rivals.com. Marcus, can you just talk about where your mindset is, how healthy you are? I know probably not finishing in the top six in the Heisman was maybe a disappointment, you know, if there's a little extra fire for Monday.
Right now I feel good. You know, since the last month, I feel probably the healthiest I've been. As for the Heisman, that's out of my control. I don't really care about that. But yeah, I mean, I feel good. I think this team is in a good spot, and we're looking forward to playing.
Questions?
This question is for Josh. How much will it mean to you to if you do set some records on Monday? You're real close to a lot of school records. Is that very important to you?
Not as important as a win. Records come and go, but the wins will stay forever. So as long as we get the win, I can care less about the records.
Andrew Greif, the Oregonian for Scott. How do you describe the first year as a play caller? Has it gone as smoothly as you thought? I mean, has it progressed well? I remember at the beginning of the season, you had your thoughts about how it was going. Now that it's almost through.
Yeah, like I've said all along, it's been a lot easier for me to be the play caller and offensive coordinator with Mark ahead of me. He's got the experience, a lot of expertise. He's made the transition for me real easy. And the other thing that's made it easy is having guys like these executing the plays when I call them. You know, you can call a lot of things when you have Marcus and Josh and Keenan and Hronis and Byron running the plays. A lot of things work. Just like any year, I think there's been some games where we executed really well. There's been a couple games where we didn't. We played well for the most part in almost every game. There's some things that we need to improve and keep working on. And it's no different for coaches. You know, I think there's quite a few games where our game plan was really good, some others where it wasn't as good. And, you know, we'll keep growing from here and moving forward, and the first step is this game coming up.
Keenan, we had a hashtag Alamo Bowl question. You guys went and saw the burn unit and the military at Center for Intrepid. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, there was nine of us, I think. Marcus was there, and Hronis got the chance to go. It was an amazing experience. I didn't really know too much about it before we got there. It was truly, truly inspiring. I've never been in a place that was with so much positive flow and positive energy coming out of it. You know, you see guys that don't have arms and don't have legs, and you're just inspired. You know, they're happy. They're grinding just like us. You know, they went through injuries, but their injuries, it was, you know, life and death. We pull hamstrings and little stuff like that. So it really put stuff in perspective, and it was a great experience. It really touched me, and I'm sure it really touched everyone who went.
Jake Sivan, KZI. This question's for Scott. Scott, what specifically have you learned from Nick Aliotti and the way he runs his unit that you've taken and used in your role as a coordinator for your first year?
Well, Nick's been a great coach at Oregon for a long time. I think any young coach is foolish if he doesn't try to learn as much as he can from guys that have a lot of experience. There's a lot of smart guys in this business, but once you think you know everything, then you're done learning and improving. Nick's one of several guys on our staff that work hard every single day and have worked hard for a long time at the University of Oregon to make us great. I've learned a lot from all of them, and we're sorry to see Nick go. He's been a big part of our family, but we're happy for him in retirement.
Tim Griffin with the San Antonio Express News. This is for Byron and for Keenan. Obviously, you guys have had a month off since the November and some of the struggles you guys had during the month. What has the time away done for you and maybe also for your confidence that you get back and play for Monday night after the way the season finished up?
I mean, as far as the time off, it was a chance for us to get healthy and, you know, kind of relax for maybe a couple days, you know, right after the Oregon State game and just get healthy and get back on track. And we had great bowl preparation in Eugene, and we've had great practices in San Antonio. So I think guys are just excited, ready to go. You have a month off, so, you know, a month off of hitting people, you know, in a sport like football, you're just ready to get back out there and try to, you know, compete. Yeah, as far as confidence, I mean, it was just a chance to look back and just work on the fundamentals first and foremost. You know, in Eugene, we really, you know, stressed that and, you know, ball security and just all fundamental stuff to the game. And as far as confidence, I think we have a confident group going into this game, and we're excited to play.
Thank you, Keenan. Byron, did you have anything to follow up on that?
Yeah, really. Just definitely got a chance to recover. It was kind of cool, you know, I missed a couple of games, so you get a different look from a game, watching it kind of as a coach and not really as a player. Just you see a lot of different things that you don't normally see while you're playing. So definitely a different outlook from that, a different opportunity to learn. And then like Keenan said, we've just been grinding ever since, just back for a bowl practice in Eugene and bowl practice out here, and just anxious, really anxious to get back out there. I mean, my confidence hasn't dropped at all in myself or in my teammates, so I'm just really excited to see what myself and this team can do come Monday.